And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. I'm Jimmy Hicks. We start with Spirit Airlines. They're preparing for bankruptcy, surprising absolutely no one. Their stock has dropped over 90% this year, which can only mean they'll start charging for the oxygen masks during the safety demonstrations. But seriously, the airline plans to furlough over 300 pilots in January after their recent merger attempt with Frontier Airlines failed to go through. Given their reputation, some passengers might even consider that an upgrade to their travel experience. Speaking of crashes, Microsoft's latest attempt to police language has their Word program now flagging terms like maternity leave as non-inclusive. They're suggesting alternatives like parental leave and birth-related leave because apparently we need a software company to remind us that men can have babies. Their own president, Brad Smith, warned about AI leading to Orwellian censorship by 2024. Well, congratulations, Mr. Smith. You're right on schedule. And to Idaho now, where the Southwest District Health Board has voted to stop offering COVID-19 vaccines at its facilities. The board actually listened to the medical experts. I know, shocking. And one board member even pointed out that anyone who still wants the shots can get them at Walmart, right next to the garden hoses and candy bars. And from the You Can't Make This Up department, a Canadian women's prison is demonstrating peak progressivism by punishing a female inmate who had the audacity to object to sharing space with a convicted child predator who identifies as transgender. The woman suffered broken ribs and an assault by the biological inmate, but don't worry, the prison made sure justice was served. How? Well, they put her, the woman, the real woman, in segregation for inciting the attack. She was punished for calling a pedophile a pedophile, and the parole board, showing their commitment to equity, even cited the attacker's indigenous heritage as a mitigating factor. And speaking of men in dresses, Britain's oldest breastfeeding charity is experiencing what we're going to politely call an identity crisis. Trustee Miriam Main resigned after the organization decided that biological men should be welcomed into the breastfeeding support groups. Obviously, one thing new mothers need during their most vulnerable moments is a man in a dress explaining lactation techniques. And Disney's back in the news as their remake of Snow White continues its march toward wokeness, with lead actress Rachel Zegler apparently taking her role as the fairest of them all a bit too seriously. She's been busy on social media wishing ill upon Trump voters, which is quite the marketing strategy for a family film. And what might be the most disturbing news today, support groups are now claiming children as young as 2 can identify as transgender. Yeah, 2. An age when most kids still think they're dinosaurs half the time. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, just download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at fortisinstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.